This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippine officials called Thursday for the evacuation of thousands of people from homes near a volcano south of Manila after an eruption sent steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. The volcano for several days has been creating a thick haze over the capital and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. An eruption in January 2020 shot ash 15 kilometers or 9 miles high and spewed red-hot lava, crushing scores of homes, killing livestock, and sending over 135,000 people into shelters. Thursday's eruption rose just 1 kilometer into the air, according to scientists who warn of more possible activity. A spokesman for the National Disaster Agency says its local agents had called an emergency meeting with government officials and emergency services. He estimates nearly 15,000 people live in the most vulnerable areas. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is identifying 17 countries as not doing enough to combat human trafficking and warning them of possible sanctions. It's also calling out several U.S. allies and friends, including Israel, Norway, and Portugal, for backsliding in efforts to stop the practice. And in the first such criticism of a NATO member, it's slapping Turkey for supporting armed groups in Syria that use child soldiers. The designations came Thursday in the State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report, which cited the coronavirus pandemic as a cause for a surge in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The U.S. State Department named more than 50 current and former officials, including former presidents and active lawmakers suspected of corruption or undermining democracy in three Central American countries. The list of dozens: Guatemalan, Honduras, from El Salvador.